Fellow auto detailers, welcome to the show that features interviews with today's most successful auto detailers. This is the Auto Detailing Podcast. Here's your host, Jimbo Balaam.
Hey guys, welcome to this episode of the Auto Detailing Podcast. I'm Jimbo, your host. This week is going to be a little bit shorter of an episode, but the content is still there. And I stand with a representative from 3M. And we talk all about their headlight restoration kit. The new headlight restoration kit that they were announcing at SEMA, or releasing rather at SEMA. Now it is geared more towards the DIYer, I would say. However, I think as professionals listening, we can glean a lot of insight and maybe look to where the future of a process like headlight restoration could be going. And that's what I like to always keep my ear to the ground about too, is, you know, who or what process or what brand or what company is kind of setting the stage for where the future of a product or a process may be going. Because then if you could be the first, or you could be on that train of first product releases, or, you know, technologies or something like that, that can really help improve your profitability as a professional detailer. Now, if you're a DIYer, that's kind of the reason why I did this interview, is for you. This is a DIY kit, pretty much, but professionals can also use the kit and yield the same results, obviously. But it's a DIY headlight restoration kit that requires no polishing. I know it's been done before. I know of guys not polishing their headlights during the headlight restoration process, but as I saw in the demo light in their booth, as we talked about this episode, it's really fascinating. And so it may be a different method that you've never heard of before or never tried. And what I really like is that all this system is set up in one kit that you can kind of just go pick off the shelf and is readily available at, you know, because 3M is such a monster of a company, it's usually readily available at pretty much any auto parts store. So I like that, because if you're a professional in a pinch, these stores are usually readily available. And if you can get decent quality products that you can kind of tweak a little bit if you needed to, i.e. in this situation, maybe polish, even though it's not recommended or needed, but maybe you would, you could still use the kit as a base for your service to go make money off. I don't know what the price point on this kit is. There's three different levels depending on the severity of your lens. Honestly, in my opinion, I would probably just get the most severe, the kit for the most severe headlights, regardless of really where your headlights are at. I'd rather kind of dig into it than not. So yeah, this is kind of a different episode, but it's a good one. And again, I'm excited for it because of the process that's being shown, and the kit itself. And so for all my DIYers out there, I'm trying to hook you guys up a little bit more than I tend to. So hope you guys enjoy this episode live again from SEMA 2017 inside the 3M booth. Here we go. All right, cool. There we go. So we're over at the 3M booth. This is an episode for the Auto Detailing Podcast, and we have Kevin here. Kevin, why don't you tell us your role at 3M and what you guys kind of give us an overview of what's been going on at this booth and your role with the company.
Yeah. So my name's Kevin. I'm an application engineer at 3M. I've been with the company about 6 years. I work with the retail car care products, auto care products.
Nice.
So basically anything you need to get your car from repairing dents, changing brakes, restoring headlights, you name it.
Paint care too, as far as like buffing and polishing?
Yep.
Or not? Okay. So what was that like? You came in just after 3M acquired Meguiar. So
right.
Does that still operate separately, or do you guys communicate with each other when it comes to like surface care stuff and detailing stuff?
Yeah.
How does that work?
So Meguiar's has their office of operations in California. 3M, we're located in St. Paul, Minnesota.
Okay.
Two different development teams. We almost see it, you know, we collaborate collaborate together.
The same but different.
Right, right. They're doing their development. We're doing our development.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. So, been with them for 6 years, and so, what are you showcasing? What are we looking at? What are you showcasing right here?
Yeah. Right now, we're looking at all of our headlight restoration opportunities that we have,
which is a huge part of detailing.
Absolutely.
And, you know, so if we're speaking to detailers, it's, you know, you just need to remove the oxidation. There's right. a lot of questions
absolutely.
Around a seemingly simple yeah. process.
Yeah.
Right?
And if you look at all the cars on the road, you know, this happens to every single vehicle.
Every single car. Like. Why does it happen?
You know, it's a lot of the harmful UV rays from the sun.
Okay.
And, you know, road grime getting kicked up on the okay. lenses, scratching it up. You know,
got it.
It just happens. It's okay. the sun.
Yep. Okay. So tell us about it. What's different about it? What's new?
Sure.
Has 3M's had a headlight kit for a while or no?
Yeah, we've had a headlight kit for many years now, okay. Adapted from professional headlight restoration opportunities that we had. We have three different kits that are out right now based on the severity of the yellowing and oxidization.
Okay.
My favorite kit, though, is our heavy-duty restoration kit.
Got it.
That's okay. the kit that uses a household drill. It's got all the sandpaper you need. All the tools.
Is that this one right here?
Yeah. Cool. So you start off with a 500 grit abrasive, really knock down all that yellowing and texture.
Is that a wet sand or a dry sand?
Dry sand.
Okay.
You want to get a nice smooth appearance because if you didn't sand completely with this step, you're not going to be able to get that out with any of the further sanding steps.
Got it.
So that's pretty much the workhorse. You got to get rid of all that yellowing.
And you really want to make sure it's a flat, even sand, and does the drill attachment help with that?
The drill will do all the work for you.
Okay.
You just kind of move back and forth in consistent motion.
Does it also come with the backing plate?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. So you literally have everything.
Everything you need to do two headlights comes in this kit.
Okay.
You just need to provide the drill.
Got it.
It didn't fit in the box.
Yep.
So that would have been too expensive.
And too expensive.
Yeah. So after the 500 grit step, you knock down all that yellowing and texture. We go to an 800 grit step, further refine those scratches. From 8,000 grit, we move to wet sanding with our Trizect abrasive. That's 3,000 grit abrasive.
Why the dry sand to the wet sand?
Trizect abrasive, it's designed to be used wet sanding.
Okay.
After that, let me step back. Our previous headlight restoration kits, when we first came out, the final step of the process was buffing it with rubbing compound.
Right.
Bring back that shine, similar to paint finishing, kind of how it adapted.
Right.
And new starting last year, we came out with our new clear coat. So everyone was always asking me, how long does it last? What can I do to make it last longer?
Right.
How do I prevent it from yellowing again? And up until last year, we didn't really have a great solution to say, okay, you know, put some wax over top when you're washing your car. But now this clear coat, it real easy to apply, looks like a wipe.
So you're going 500, 800, 3,000, no polishing.
No polish.
Straight to clear.
You don't have to worry about cleaning up sling anymore.
Okay.
From your compound.
Right.
It's just a wipe that's pre-saturated, polyurethane-based coating.
Okay.
Light overlapping passes. You don't want to unfold the wipe. Just kind of leave it as it is as you get it out of the packet here. Slow overlapping passes go over the entire coating or the entire surface. Apply two coats, and then you'll get up to four times the protection that you did before. It'll last up to four times longer.
Okay. What is that? I guess that's heavily dependent on where you live and
exactly.
the maintenance.
Yeah.
I like the way that said, four times versus putting the time frame on.
Yeah, so how long does it last? Well, four times longer than it did before.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. Wow. How does... There's that much power just in applying the clear coat?
Absolutely.
From 3,000? Wow.
Yeah. Because when you're taking the initial OEM coating, that's
right.
what's oxidizing in the first place.
Not the plastic itself. It's
right.
the coating on
it's
top.
It's the coating itself. So you're knocking all that off, but now you have a bare polycarbonate coating surface on there. That can oxidize easily.
Got
that's
it.
Why it
that's interesting.
Again.
So that's why
so
sometimes...
So you're trying to put that coating back on.
Got it. Okay. And that's why sometimes you'll see it like looking like it's peeling.
Yeah.
Because you're literally peeling...
That it's coating is now gone in those areas.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow. So, and that is the most severe kit, right? So then
yep.
from there you have...
Great. Like, so, next step down is our medium-duty restoration kit. That one, if it's not too yellow, this one is all hand sanding. So there's a foam pad in here. You start with 1,000 grit abrasive. and then 3000 grit. Again, those are both Trizect abrasives, wet sanding, circular motions over the entire surface, and then this one also comes with two coating wipes.
So the coating is really where it's at, because you're trying to add that protection back.
Yes.
Why a wipe instead of a spray? Just easy use?
Easy application. You don't necessarily need to mask off the entire area. You don't have to worry about overspray. We went with a wipe because we thought it would be easy.
Sounds easier.
Yeah.
And then what, is there a step down from there?
Yep. So the last option is for very light restorations, or if you previously restored your lenses and it's starting to yellow again,
okay,
you can go ahead and apply this coating. It's our quick headlight clear coat. It comes with just the 3000 grit Trizect and two coatings of our white.
Excuse me, would that be a good one to get if you just wanted, do you sell just the clear coat on its own?
That's what this one is.
Okay, got it.
Yep.
Okay, and it just happens to come with the 3000 grit.
Yep, so you want to have that 3000 grit scratch in the surface, so the coating has something to grip to. It's just like if you're painting your car.
Okay.
You got to put a little bit of texture in there,
right,
so it has something to stick to.
And there's no issue jumping from like 800 grit to 3000?
No, it looks like it's a big jump, but with the hardness of the lenses, we're able to make that jump pretty easy.
I like it. Is there anything else that you guys are showcasing besides the headlights that you want to talk about?
Big thing that we're pushing this year is our new brake cleaner formulation.
Okay.
VOC regulations restrict where we can sell some of our formulations.
Got it.
So we have three different formulations depending on what state you live in.
Okay.
And a big one is, you know, we call it the California VOC. It's a 10% VOC limit. So most of the brake cleaner on the market, it's 90% acetone. And so with these four states, you know, it's very difficult to complete a brake job.
Right.
You're just kind of moving oil around, not really cleaning anything off. So with our new formulation, we say we can clean up to 8 times faster. So it's a proprietary 3M
formula. I like the way you guys have structured the way you say stuff. Like,
yes,
4 times longer,
yep,
8 times faster.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. Awesome. So reason behind that, we want to make everyone that's doing their brake job, make it so that they can actually have the tools they need to get the job done. And, you know, a little bit better for the environment. You're not spraying as much material as you're doing brake change.
I think this, and is this going back, sorry, coming from that back to the headlight stuff,
yes,
is this already available in stores,
yes,
or where could they buy it?
You can find it at any Napa Auto Parts or any automotive retail store, and then everything's always available on Amazon.
Got it. Okay, cool. Because what I like about the kits is, like, for a professional detailer or a DIYer at home, it's like its own package.
Yeah.
Right? So it's much easier to, if you're trying to work like efficiently and smarter, you have everything ready to go.
You need is in these kits to get the job done.
You said each kit, I think it'll only do a couple lenses?
It's designed one kit for one car.
Got it.
You can do two headlights with it.
I'd say people will last longer than one car though. Yeah.
You might. Depends on how bad the headlight is. If it's really bad, you might need it. Or if the lens is really big, like you have a
Got
big
it.
Truck.
Okay.
Yep.
Very cool, man.
Yep.
Well, thanks for taking the time.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Auto Detailing Podcast. Head on over to autodetailingpodcast.com for full show notes and links of everything that we've talked about today. And don't forget to check out our resources page for a direct link to all the products talked about not only on today's episode, but that I use in my day-to-day detail business. They have direct links so you can purchase and get free shipping right from that page. That's autodetailingpodcast.com. We'll see you on the next episode.